These readings, I feel, really demonstrate God's unconditional love for us. When I look at the Bible and look at it in overall, you look at the way God has, throughout time, has restarted the world. When he flooded the earth in the story of Noah, he was to try to reset everything. And he said, I will not do that again. And my feeling is that, what if Jesus was his reset? What if instead of flooding the earth, he sent Jesus down here to change our hearts? He says in these readings that you're no longer bound by the laws, which I think is directly at Leviticus. You're not bound by the laws. We're not going to say if you do all of these things, you end up in heaven. If you do not sin, you end up in heaven. He's saying that you get to heaven through Jesus by the love of your heart. Your heart is what's important. Now, on Father's Day, it's important to remember that we call God our Father. It seems that Father's Day is also a day to celebrate God. God created us in his image. He also loved us so much that he sent Jesus down to earth to die for our sins. Now, he did not send Jesus down to earth just to die for straight people, or the white people, or the rich people. He came down to die for all people. And as the second reading says, there's no longer distinction based on your race, your religion, your sex. Everyone is welcome. And you can't, there's not at the end of the day, they say, yeah, you picked the wrong religion. Sorry, you're not welcome. Everyone's welcome. So a father loves his children unconditionally. And I know that you are proud of your children and they don't appreciate all you do for them. And they're told one day, don't forget to remember your dad. But the idea is that we need to be appreciative of what we're given, even if we don't appreciate it every day. And we also need to appreciate our Father who art in heaven, because it's the same. It's unconditional love. And that's what we celebrate on Father's Day, but it's also what we celebrate through this Pride service. Now, with respect to pride, I feel that that's best articulated through the words of Jesus in the first reading, where he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And most people use that phrase to talk about loving everyone and welcoming everyone. But I think the pride part of that is the second part of the sentence. You have to love yourself first. And that's what most people, or what I felt as a gay person, that I couldn't love myself because there was something wrong with me. And people are mostly persecuted. There's outside persecution. There's also internal persecution, where you're told there's something wrong with you and you're not your true self. You're not your true loving self. You're not able to have honest relationship with others because you're hiding something. And that's why the second part is more important for pride. You have to love yourself and who you are, who God created you to be. That's what pride is about for me. God made us all in his image, and he made us all perfect. He didn't make me gay because he wanted to make me imperfect. He made me gay because that was my perfect self. So I'm supposed to love all of God's creation, and that means even myself. With respect to pride, you need to understand that being gay or being straight, you need to own it. If you like rap music, own it. Don't hide something about you that you find embarrassing. Be yourself. And if you're happy in yourself, that exudes to other people. A few years ago, Jamie said, let's take the kids and go to a pride parade. And I was very resistant because I thought, I really don't want to go to a spectacle. I thought it was going to be all the stuff I'd seen on TV about the gay images. And what I found was, when we went there with the kids, that it wasn't that. There was hundreds of thousands of people that were gay walking down the streets, and they were all kinds of people. Yes, there were men with beards and dresses, but there were also lawyers and doctors and police officers and people in the military. There were all kinds of people. And the Pride Parade showed that there's gay people in all walks of life, and there's gay people everywhere, and they need to be proud of who they are. Because if you're gay, it doesn't mean you can't be a police officer or you're a different police officer. It means you're still a police officer. You just happen to be gay. So to me, that was a very a great awakening of how life is. We walked the parade route with other families with gay parents, and it was great. It was a great, great event, great experience. And we've done it several times. Even Jamie's mom walked with us a couple years ago. So it's, to me, you should be happy with who you are in your soul. But also, like this little lapel pin, I've worn this all month, and it was stressful to put it on because it's announcing to the world I'm gay. And that shouldn't be stressful. And I had someone say, that's a very controversial pin. And I'm like, why? Why should it be controversial? And it shouldn't be. And our world should be that people can be who they are, honestly, and they should be welcomed. And I think that the message of our church is that God loves you unconditionally, and the message that we should be giving to the world is God loves you unconditionally. And we should love all, no matter who they love. A great gay philosopher, RuPaul, says, if you can't love yourself, how the heck are you going to love someone else? And I think that's the message of this Pride service, and that's the message of Pride in general. You need to be perfectly honest with yourself and love yourselves, because you're perfect. You're perfect in God's image. And once you love yourself, then you can love others. So, that's it. Amen.